Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
I was a sinner. You saved me from all of my sins.
How many of you know that God is good? Every time I wake up, I thank God for another day. In the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, there is a word from the Lord. Verse of that first chapter, it reads, "In the beginning was the Word." In John, first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. There is something about the Holy Spirit that will lift you. Amen. My thought today, getting to know who Jesus is. Getting to know who Jesus is. The most stupendous fact and the deepest mysteries in the annals of time and eternity is that the eternal God, the self-existent God, the omnipresent God, the omniscient and omnipotent God, the infallible God, the immutable God, the living and everlasting God, the very true and invisible God. I'm just trying to get to know him. Who is the causative cause, the first cause, the principal cause of all subsequent causes, the incomprehensible cause, even to that if his eternal existence together with his divine morals and spiritual perfections has only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who is the eternal one, with him in eternal existence, in essence and duration, and is co-equal with him in nature and in attributes, be they be incommutable or incommutable, though they be Father and Son, they do not share a dual relationship. They are one. Many scriptures which throws floodlights upon the deity of Christ. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, there is a declaration that states and says that before the world had ever had its beginning, God had already begun. And the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh, and the Word dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Anyone who ever came in contact with Jesus cannot remain the same. We have a witness. To know Him is to have peace in your life. To know Him is to have joy in the midst of sorrow. To know Him is to know the Waymaker who made a way, who is still making a way. Amen. To know Him is to walk out of darkness into a marvelous light. To know Him is to stand and declare to a dying world that Jesus lives. And the reason that I know He lives, because He lives within me. That's the joy of knowing that Jesus, amen, is the living Word. Even though you may be dead in your sins, yet shall you live, amen. Now that's saying something, isn't that right? To have someone that you can depend upon, someone who can meet every need. I'm not talking about some needs. I'm not talking about specializes in something, but He specializes in everything. Whatever you need, He's able to deliver. Have a witness here. Somebody ought to know that, because without Him, today would be impossible for us today. Without Him, we would not be able to sit here in this sanctuary, thanking God, praising God, because He has been good, even though we have not been on our best or been our best. He still loves us. Isn't that right? Now, that's what you call divine love. That's what you call love beyond understanding. Love beyond measure. Love beyond expectation. He just loves us in spite of. Oh, that's something to say. He loved me even when I was a sinner. And yet I'm a saved sinner. Isn't that right? But we all are sinners. The only difference, we are saved sinners. When we learn how to say, I'm sorry, forgive me, repent of your sin. That's the difference. That's the difference. But in spite of what we do, God loves us. Isn't that right? He is the only begotten Son of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. In the prophecy, He is a child born, a son given, the elect of God, the tender plant renowned, the rod and stern of Jesse, the righteous branch growing out of the roots, the offspring of David, the chief shepherd of the sheep. Now, He's my shepherd. I am His sheep. And I know when I get in trouble that He's able to see after me and to take care of me. Have I got a witness yet? Now, we all get in trouble sometimes. Isn't that right? We all sometimes get burdened down, don't know what to do. You know, because Satan is busy. Every time we strive to do good, evil is present. And we must have a God who is able to deliver us. Isn't that right? He's the offspring of David, the chief shepherd, the chief shepherd. He's heaven's only potentate, heaven's only lawgiver. He is the conquering warrior. There is nothing in this world can overtake. He has all power in heaven and earth is given unto him. He never diminished. I don't care what, he can have the whole army come up against him. He cannot win. He stands. When nothing else will stand, he will stand. Isn't that right? Amen. He is the only one can give life and give it more abundantly. Because he is that kind of friend. He's that kind of God, amen, who will never leave us alone, nor will he ever leave us to defend for ourselves. God is an able God. Isn't that right? The Bible tells me that he is so broad in Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I behold, my elect in whom my soul delighteth. When we do God's will, he delights in us. Isn't that right? If you've been born again, you ought to show some sign. Isn't that right? If you've been saved, you ought to have a testimony. If you've been saved, you ought to be had a mind in you that Christ had in him. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Isn't that right? Love thy neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Huh? That's the key to success. That's the key to the kingdom. He said, behold, behold, I go and I prepare a place for you. He's going, he's going, he's coming back. Coming back after the church. Now, who is the church? Who makes up the church? They save people who've been saved out of darkness into the marvelous light, who has a changed heart, who has a God-fearing spirit within them, who love people as God loves us. How many of us would give our only son, huh, for somebody that we do not know to die on the cross? Only God could do that. And he did that so that we might have life. We were doomed. We was on our way to hell and we could not help ourselves. But God looked beyond our faults. How many of you know God sees your tomorrow? Huh? God sees our tomorrow. We don't know what's going on all of today. Huh? But tomorrow, God already knows about your tomorrow. He's already prepared for you tomorrow. Even though you're striving and trying to prepare for yourself, God has already fixed it. Now, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who would not want a God like that? Who would not want a God who never gets tired, who never say, I'm tired, I don't feel like being bothered? Huh? Some of the best friends will look up to you coming and shut their door and pretend they're not even at home, turn the television off, pretend they're not even at home. But with God, he never gives up on you. Huh? Amen. Listen, let me tell you, I have given people my last. And some of the people I helped, amen, when I needed them, they couldn't be found. But God will. God never gives up on you. Huh? Never. Listen. You know that people get tired of you. Especially if you're talking the right talk. Amen. They don't want to be bothered with you talking the right. Now, if you talk a whole lot of foolish, they love that. For that means you're going after the world. But when you come out of darkness to the marvelous, you don't need to dibble and dabble in the thing that you just left. For there's no future in that. Isn't that right? God is an able and a positive God. He puts no mortals than we can bear. Isn't that right? Amen. In talking with his disciples, Jesus said the other day, it is made clear when he said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. If you want to know who God is, look at Jesus. Hmm? Amen. Jesus is the one. He is able to take care of us. Huh? He that has seen me, he said, has seen the Father. In his accessory prayer, he says in John 17, his petition included these words, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that we may be glorified thee. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give